We've got an event that could be a great time to find a new pooch in your life. I've got Tammy with us. Hey, Tammy, how you doing?
I'm great. Good morning.
Good morning. So the animal shelter is pretty full as always.
Yeah, this windy weather especially, it blows down fences, more loose dogs, and there's just a certain percentage that either aren't redeemed promptly by their owners or not at all. And we started out with, running 30-plus adoptable dogs. There has been, thank goodness, some adoptions. But right now, shelters, it's pretty packed, and the storms are coming. So the more dogs that get adopted, it saves the dog that gets adopted, one or two that are going in the kennel. So it's, every dog makes a huge difference that gets adopted.
Now, you got an event coming up very soon, right?
Yes. It's the 10th annual, if you can believe it, Shelter Open House. And that's going to be this Saturday, the 13th, from noon to 4 p.m. There's going to be shelter tours. This is a really good time if you feel like you don't want to impose on staff just to be a looky-loo and go check out the beautiful shelter. This is a really good day to do it. There's raffles, silent auctions, there's going to be refreshments, and, of course, the memory stars. That's why where you can, for a little donation, you can put your pet on a star and on a Christmas tree, and it'll be up at the shelter. It's a good way to honor your past or present pets.
Wonderful. That is fantastic.
Oh, and I should say that all proceeds from this support the Emergency Medical Fund. And this is really an innovative thing that our shelter has done. They're under a memorandum of understanding that the Board of Supervisors approved. Friends for Life, a local nonprofit which makes all the donations deductible, has established this Emergency Medical Fund that they manage. And what it does is it pays for extraordinary medical costs for all shelter animals, not just dogs, cats, and others, other critters that come in, that is beyond the shelter's budget for each dog of, I think it's $250. So, how this started out as a unique story. Back in the day when the rescue program was just new, there was this beautiful young sled dog that was picked up, and he had a totally mangled paw, and he was in some pain. And normally, in other shelters, this dog would have been euthanized for humane reasons, even before the hold was over, because he was in pain. So I was given, I think it was 2 or 3 days to figure out a vet to do the surgery and arrange for, donations. And thanks to Northled and community support, we got it done. And that was the birth of the Emergency Medical Fund. That one we did on a wing and a prayer, but then we got to thinking about that this was a good thing to have. And so we did the formal partnership with Friends for Life, and it's worked out wonderfully well. There's just happy people with happy dogs that have such an improved quality of life that normally would have lost their lives.
Wonderful
story.
So it's
a very worthy cause to donate to and take advantage of some of the great raffle and silent auction items.
Now, one thing you touched on a little while ago was the fact that with the winds, a lot of fences go down and critters get out. Some people may not know what to do, where to find their pooch or their critter. I guess a good place to look would be Pet Harbor, right?
Actually, yes. All the dogs that hit the shelter end up within the hour on Pet Harbor, a picture and a description. And keep in mind that the shelter's guessing about what breed your dog is.
Right.
You might think your dog is, and they could be muddy. They could be, they could look different. And so if you call and describe, it's always good to go in. And folks from SoHum don't really think that their dog can end up in McKinleyville, but the county does all the unincorporated areas and contracts with City of Eureka, Arcata, Riadel. I know Miranda's does Fortuna and Ferndale, but I think all the rest of the pooches are going to end up at the shelter. But if your dog goes missing, first of all, before the storm hits or anything, your dog should be microchipped, because that's wonderful, because people that find a dog that don't want to take a dog to the shelter can take the dog to a vet, have it scanned, and then give you a call saying, we got your dog, and your dog doesn't even have to go through the trauma of the shelter. So that's,
wonderful.
That's the best of all thing is to have your dog microchipped and keep that information current. If you move or you change your phone number, you got to think about, keeping the microchip up to date. Plus, the dog gets to be called. Your dog gets to be called by its name, which is really important for, you know, comfort in the shelter. So that's the first thing you can do is, you know, before anything happens, microchip your dog. Craigslist on the pet section or the lost and found, that's another good place to post your dog if it goes missing, and then put posters up and let vets' offices know as well. So first thing, you call the shelter, they have a lost and found report, you put the information in there, so then when your dog comes in the shelter, then they can call right away. And if your dog has a rabies shot on board, sometimes you don't even have to wait until the shelter opens after a closure on the weekend. So important to have microchip, rabies shot, call the shelter right when your dog goes missing. And even if you are in an area that's served by a veranda, people pick up dogs and then, oh, there's a shelter, and they drop them off. So it's a good idea to report to, you know, everywhere you think your dog could conceivably end up.
But you can just go to petharbor.com and, type in your zip code. And if it's there at the shelter, as you said, within an hour, the picture will be up there, the mugshot. And you can recognize your dog. Also, a good place if you're in the market to adopt is the same place. You know, dogs have been there for a while, are up for adoption. There's a whole bunch of adoptables. And again, let's talk about the shelter open house, 10th annual. Exactly when is that again?
This is this Saturday from noon to 4. But I want to say one more important thing. You've got a 4-day period window to go collect your dog, or it's deemed abandoned, and then the ownership changes, transfers to the county.
4 days.
Yes.
That's not a lot.
Not very long. But then that said, I mean, the shelter, if you demonstrate with your dog, I mean, there's people that have adopted the dog back, because there's like fees associated with impound that some of them can't be waived. And then there's, a kennel stay fee. So sometimes it's cheaper to readopt your dog, even if it's your dog, than redeem your dog. And the shelter, you know, they're into getting dogs back to their owners.
Absolutely.
So anyway, right. Open house. I just saw a picture of how the staff has decorated the front office with all the silent auction and raffles. It's pretty impressive. It's just like it's a whole big dose of Christmas. So if you haven't just started your Christmas, this is a really good way to submerge yourself and support a good cause and see a beautiful shelter and meet a lot of wonderful adoptable dogs.
Fantastic. Tammy, thanks again for taking the time to talk with us about this.
No problem. Thank you for having me.